Okay. I will just warn you, this first piece of music we're going to play, if you have any problem with your ears, I suggest you just do that. It's a little bit loud at the beginning, but it's only one note, I hope.
Enjoyed it. That's called To a God Like This. So it's a great little piece to open a program. Lovely fanfare effect. I'd love to be able to play that in somewhere like Westminster Abbey. That would be good, wouldn't it? Do you think we could arrange that? Any chance? You never know. You never know. Lovely to see you all here tonight. Nice to see a good number here. Some of you know, some of you don't know. Some of you are here perhaps for the first time. And we really, really do welcome you here, and we hope you enjoy everything that happens. I would say if you enjoy everything, you'll be very fortunate, because there's a big mixture of things. Some might appeal to you, some might not. Some might, but hopefully something will, and something will speak to you, and you'll go away humming a tune or thinking of some words in your head because you've been here tonight. But we're going to start off by you singing. Before we sing, John's going to come up to the band. We're very pleased to have a guest conductor with us tonight. John Handley, some of you will know, was the bandmaster at Norton for a number of years. He now soldiers at the Stone Market Corps. And John has kindly been coming along and doing rehearsals for us, whilst we don't actually have a leader. And we've all enjoyed it. He's introduced us to some new music. He's introduced us to his new relaxed style. He's a very relaxed man. You know, we all get nervous, but he doesn't, so that's very good. But we're really pleased and grateful for John coming along. So could you give him a special welcome? And if you'd like to rise now, we're going to sing and make music to the Lord in your heart. Okay, it's a short intro from the band, and then we've got, is it two verses or one verse? I think it's one verse twice, isn't it? We'll follow what Ewan does. You're in charge, Ewan. Well done. Shall we stand?
Oh,
Shall we pray? Dear Lord, we thank you that we know you are here with us tonight, that you are in everything we do, and we ask that it will all be acceptable to you. And we pray for all the folk here tonight, Lord, that you will in some way touch them and make them glad that they have come here to make music with us tonight. We pray for all the music we will perform. We ask that you will help us to do it to the best of our ability, and that through it all you may speak. So, Lord, be with us and keep us safe, for we ask it in Jesus' sake. Amen.
Okay, so the songsters are going to come now. And while they do, I'll just give you one or two thoughts. My thoughts when starting to find songs for this afternoon was that I would look for songs of testimony, of which there are many. Our first two songs this afternoon span the ages, published some 46 years apart. Our first song, words written by Richard Slater and music by the then Captain Trevor Davis, published by the Salvation Army in 1973. That's even before one or two of our songsters were born. And is entitled Where I Love to Be, which speaks about how much we love to be at the foot of the cross. Our second song, with words and music by Graham Kendrick, a more modern song, arranged for songsters by the Salvation Army's Nicholas King in 2017. This song of assurance and action, calling us to be holy and to go forth in his name to proclaim Jesus as Saviour, Redeemer and Lord. So we hope you enjoy these two songs, starting with Where I Love to Be and followed by Go Forth in his name.
Thank you.
That was good, wasn't it? That's great. Two great songs there. Thank you very much, Songsters. If you asked people in the street what they associate with the Salvation Army or what they would think of if you said that word, I wonder what would come to their minds. Bands, yeah. Tambourines. Friendship. Well, that's nice. Friendship, yeah, good. But tambourines is what I was thinking of. Tambourines. Do you remember tambourines?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you don't, we're going to have them tonight, so it'll refresh your memory. Okay, we have three, is it? Three brave ladies. Who are going to come and play the timbrels. We thought it'd be nice to resurrect the timbrels and something different. Folk love it, and we're going to do that now. They're going to come and... Do you play? Do you rattle? Do you... Well, I don't know what you do, really. Play, we'll say, is it? They're going to come and play to a march called Fill the World with Music. They like us to play it really fast. So if it goes wrong, it's because we're going too fast. But Libby was saying on Wednesday, a bit faster. If you can do it a bit faster, perhaps a bit faster. So we'll see what happens, John, hey? Where is he? He's there. Fill the World with Music.
We all need a rest, but you're not going to get one. We've entitled this afternoon Music, 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 and here's some more music, but you can join in with us as we sing a song. It's quite an old song as far as the current perhaps ones are concerned in our songbook, but Marching On in the Light of God. Marching on, I am marching on, up the path that the Master trod. Marching, marching on, please stand, get the air moving round, and we'll sing together.
Thank you.
Bible reading. The Bible reading this evening comes from the book of Zephaniah. Where's that one? Yeah, it's one of those little ones tucked away at the end of the Old Testament. It often gets confused with Zechariah, but no, Zephaniah. And just a few verses here from Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. As many of the prophets spoke, they were speaking to the nation of Israel at a time when they were warning them that if you carry on the way things are, the Lord is not going to allow that to continue. And indeed, that's what happened. But also, all of the prophets had a message of hope too. And this is that message. It says, "Sing, daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment, has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day, they'll say to Jerusalem, 'Do not fear, Zion, and do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but rejoice over you with singing. The Lord will rejoice over you with singing.'" Amen.
You will notice that I look quite old. And you're quite right too. But we're going to play a piece of music that has been transcribed from a very old singing company piece. Now, some of you will have been brought up in the army and come through the singing company and the YP band and all sorts of things like that. And some of you won't know what they are. The singing company is our junior choir, and our YP band is our junior band, if you like. And one of the pieces that was written many, many years ago for singing companies was "Fighting for the King of Kings." Now, come on, you must know it. Oh, yes. So here's a little test for you. Can you remember all of the words? I'm glad to know there's honest people about, because I had to hunt high and low to get these words so we could stick them on the screen. So here we are, "Fighting for the King of Kings." It was transcribed by Ken Ketteringham, the late Ken Ketteringham. And if you want to sing, well, please do so. There is nothing odd about this piece of music. We won't stop and leave you singing or anything like that. You'll be perfectly all right. If you can remember in your singing company days, then you'll soon recognize this. "Fighting for the King of Kings." Thank you.
Good evening. You really notice when you haven't been playing for 6 months. A chance for me to have a breather. Let's take up an offering together, shall we, and give something back. Please, if you're visiting us this evening, do not feel any expectation or pressure to give. Let that plate pass you as it comes past, but let's take that opportunity to give back now. Thank you. Let's pray together, shall we? Father God, we thank you for your love for us. We thank you for the privilege and the opportunity we have to gather in this way. And as we give a tiny little bit of money back to this church, we pray that it will be used to share your love within this community in this town. We pray that these gifts will be accepted, and we pray for those who use them wisely on our behalf. Amen. As John has said, you're really welcome to be here this evening. Thanks for coming along. If you're visiting us particularly, we extend a really special welcome to you. And if you're listening back to this via the wonders and the power of the internet, you're also welcome for joining us. Please do come again. It'd be great to see you. We're going to have refreshments afterwards, so if you'd like to stay for tea or coffee, please just go through to the back, through the green doors, into our community hall. You'd be really welcome to do that. I said this morning that this statement might bring utter delight or complete despair to you. It's school holidays that commence this week, okay? We're nearly there, folks. For those of you in education, you're nearly there. For those of you who aren't, get ready. But just in terms of checking things, please be aware of what activities we run during the week, particularly in our programme. Be aware of those activities, please, that don't run during the school holidays. Talk to those people that are leading them. Check the notice boards and the various bits and pieces. That includes Friends Together, who meet this Wednesday for the final time before their summer break. You have the ukulele group coming to visit you. And also, please be aware that during the holidays, there are lots of activities planned for children. Okay, there's posters up on the notice board. There's bits and pieces on the internet. And you can also speak to Gemma. Lots and lots organised during these school holidays. We thought you'd like to know that Louise Brown, who went into the training college from here, has recently been promoted to captain. So Louise, who's working with Kathleen and Alistair up at Strawberry Fields, congratulations to her. And also a big thank you to everybody who supported the YP curry night. Just over £300 was raised for the young people section. So we really appreciate your support for that. John Ellison is away. He's on a very well-deserved break. So please, in these next few days, through until Thursday, if it isn't an emergency, please leave him alone, if at all possible. Okay. On the bulletin, there are details of who you can contact in the event of an emergency. It happens to be me, but my phone number is on there. Okay. So please come through to me in the next few days if you need to, and John will be back with us on Thursday morning. And everything else that you should need to know is in your printed bulletin. Thank you for listening.
So the songsters are going to come again. Now, would be good. Our next songs this afternoon, two songs again this afternoon, also have an air of testimony about them. The first, which I've called Why I Love Jesus, is some well-known words asking, would you know why I love Jesus? Set to music in 1999, written by Darren Bartlett from Boscombe Corps. We will then bring a more modern setting of words to Breathe on Me, Breath of God, published by the Salvation Army fairly recently in 2017. Again, we hope you enjoy as we sing these two songs, Why I Love Jesus, and followed by Breathe on Me.
Would you know why I love Jesus? Why he is so dear to me? 'Tis because the blood of Jesus fully saves and cleanses me.
Because amid temptation, he supports and strengthens me.
To know why I love Jesus, why he is so dear to me. 'Tis because in every conflict, Jesus gives me victory.
As many of my friends will tell you, I have trouble standing still, especially when I hear rhythmic music. This is one of those songs. So as we sing, if you feel like moving, feel free. It says, teach me to dance. Teach me to dance the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. The Lord is encouraging us to follow him and to dance to his tune. So can we all stand if we're able and sing this song, and we'll follow the band.
Most of the music that the band has played this afternoon has been old school. The reason being is because I'm old school. It's as easy as that. For 23 years, as they said at the beginning, I was a bandmaster at Norton. Prior to that, when I was up in Derby, I was a bandmaster at Derby Temple for about 7 years. So I've been around music for a long time. Since I've been at Stone Market, I do nothing. So it's lovely, really, in some ways. But here is a piece of music that I've always enjoyed. I've never conducted it on a programme before, but these guys know it. And over the past 4 weeks, it's been a pleasure to come and lead band practice here. It really has. And this piece of music is His Guardian Care. And the things that really strike me about this piece of music, it starts off with a statement, God is still on the throne. And it finishes with the same statement, God is still on the throne. And then, still on the throne. And it would do us well to remember that. that in amongst all the turmoil and the early-burly of life, whatever goes on in our personal life, whatever goes on in the life of our country, whatever goes on in Parliament, bless them, whatever goes on there, we'll do well to remember that God is still on the throne, is still on the throne. Hope you enjoy his guardian care. Maybe Bunsman here, Bunmaster's here, it will take you back years. But again, the invitation is there. If you want to sing it as we go along with these lovely melodies, please do.
God is still on the throne. There's a thought. I wonder what it's like to live in a world without music. It's all around us, really, isn't it? There are some people. I mean, some people who say they're tone deaf and just can't hold a tune. Well, that's one thing. But actually, they've done experiments, and there are very few people, but there are an unfortunate few people, I would say they're unfortunate, who really cannot hear music. They cannot distinguish between different tones. They hear this stuff around them and think, what's all the fuss about? But we're surrounded by music all the time. You go into the supermarket and they're playing, well, it depends how busy they are. If it's a slow day in Waitrose, they're probably playing something really relaxing. And it's never a slow day in Waitrose, I know. Yeah, sometimes they want to get you to hurry up. Oh, well, you know, they discovered, here's an interesting thing. They did an experiment, and they didn't do anything else other than they played sort of French accordion-style music in the aisle where you got to the wines, okay? So they did that one day, and then they played German Umpa-band-style music the next day. And on the day when the French accordion music was being played, the sales of French wine went up, and in the sales when Germanic music was being played, the German wine sales went up. That's a strange thing, isn't it? You can be subtly influenced by music, even when you don't think about it. Not that anybody here has been buying French or German wines. Let me say that right now, okay? Maybe now. But what makes you sing? Regardless of how good you are, what makes you sing? Well, it may be the songster leader makes you sing, if you're standing there on the stage. It's interesting, the last couple of days I've spent being a festival pastor at Latitude. And, it's quite interesting how people who probably would never usually sing, you get them in front of the stage and they're belting out Bohemian Rhapsody from the stage and everybody's singing along. Yeah, it's not necessarily the greatest sound you've ever heard, I have to say. But, you know, people are putting their hearts and souls into it. Things they know, things that they kind of connect with. And some of that, I guess, is due to sort of inhibitions being lowered. But actually, you know, people, even if they would never normally go near a choir or anything, they enjoy singing. And it's good for you. I'm sure playing a brass instrument is good for you as well, but singing is good for you. It improves your lung capacity. It sets endorphins going in your brain. It can make you live longer. Yeah, there you go. So what makes you sing? Now, obviously sometimes singing comes out of celebration. You know, you can think of, singing at a football ground when the team's winning. Hopefully we'll hear a bit more of that this season. Yeah. You never know. But actually, yes, singing in celebration. Football's coming home. Well, okay, that didn't quite work, but yeah, cricket did. People sing to celebrate. People sing to encourage. You know, come on, you Blues. We sing to encourage. Maybe that's what singing does for you sometimes. Maybe it's for romance. Maybe you're singing a love song to your beloved. Yeah, I can see a lot of that goes on, doesn't it? But, you know, there are millions, millions and millions of love songs that have been written. There's something special there, isn't there? Maybe sometimes singing is relaxing, you're soothing, you're trying to get the baby to sleep. You know, it's, you know, this 27th time we've sung Ode to Joy or whatever it is. Whatever works. Sing to soothe and relax. And in fact, I even learned the other day that they've discovered that actually music can be as effective as anaesthetic for some operations. Now, it may depend upon the kind of music that's being played, but sometimes we sing for pure joy, don't we? You know, you just can't hold it. You just sing and you just want to celebrate and it's joyful. Think about singing at weddings. Always quite interesting to see those people that aren't usually used to singing at weddings, and slight embarrassment some people feel, but they want to be part of it. They want to share in that. They want to share in the joy. And obviously the other side of that as well. We sing at times when we need comfort, when we are mourning, and when we need to be reminded of those promises of God. And we are told to sing in the Bible. The very first song we sang this evening, "Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. Give thanks to God for everything," comes directly from Scripture, from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. We're also told in James chapter 5, to pray when we're in trouble, and to sing praises when we're joyful. And there's so many other occasions in the Bible. This book of Psalms is a songbook. That's what it is. But I can only think of two places in the Bible where it talks about God singing. The first one was the one that I already read, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, which I'll just remind you of those words again. Bear with me a second. "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take delight in you. In his love, he'll no longer rebuke you, but rejoice over you with singing." God will sing over you. What a thought, eh? I don't know what picture that brings to your mind. I mean, it's the mighty warrior who saves you, so maybe it's that song of joy and triumph and celebration. Maybe it's the song of a father holding a baby and just singing gently. Whatever it is, God will rejoice over you with singing. What a promise. What a promise. And there's only one other place that I'm aware of where we hear of God singing. We hear of Jesus singing. Just a tiny verse that appears, pretty much the same verse in Mark and in Matthew, after the Lord's Supper, after the Last Supper. It said, "Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives." So we know Jesus sung. He sung a hymn. One of the last things that he did with his disciples was he sung a hymn and then went out to the Mount of Olives. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? So what did he sing? What would have been the words that Jesus sang on that night? And I was doing a little bit of research on that. And obviously, the meal that they were sharing together was the Passover meal. And during that meal, they use several psalms. It's called the Hallel Psalms. I think Psalms 113 to 118. They use them at different points in the meal. And actually, when you read those psalms, and you read what Jesus must have been singing that evening, it really makes you think. These are the words, some of the words that come from Psalm 116. Whoops. Technology is not always my friend. Psalm 116. "I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he saved me. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living." And he goes on to say, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful servants. Truly, I am your servant, Lord. I serve you just as my mother did. You freed me from chains. I will sacrifice the thank offering to you and call on the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Now imagine singing those words and knowing what you were facing. Wow. That's Psalm 116. And that must have been an affirmation, Jesus making, yeah, I will fulfill the vows I've made. I will do what it takes. I will sacrifice. But then, the final words, the final hymn that they must have sung would have been Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. And it carries on. And it contains the verse that you have heard. The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it's marvelous in our eyes. The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad. Lord, save us. Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine on us. With bows in hand, join in the festal procession up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I like to think that as Jesus sung those words, having sung the previous words, yeah, he was able to go out from there, go to the Mount of Olives, go and pray, but knowing that his love endures forever. Maybe he had that tune, whatever it was that they sang it to, he had those words ringing in his mind. His love endures forever. The band have played His Guardian Care. God is still on the throne. The songsters are going to sing in a moment a song on the rock. There are many places in Scripture, many places in Psalms where we talk about the Lord as being our rock and our salvation, the foundation on which we build. I don't know where you are tonight. I don't know how the music has made you feel, whether it's touched your heart and lifted you, whether it's challenged you, whether it's comforted you. However, the music that we've played and sung has affected you. Let the Lord speak to you. Let him use those words, those music, to just touch your heart, speak to your heart, bring you what you need now, just as he did for Jesus at the hardest time of his life. We just pray that everything that we do in making music to God will bring glory and honor to him, because that's what we're here for. That's what our lives should be for, bringing honor and glory to our Lord and Savior. So, God is singing over you. Whatever you need that promise for tonight, take that. Hold on to it as the songsters come and sing On the Rock.
You've enjoyed this evening, have you?
Yes.
Good, I'm glad about that. We're going to have a big finish. My grandmother was an early day Salvationist and she always said, you have to have a big finish. So that's what we're going for this evening. I'm pleased to be able to lead this final song, which is With My Heart So Bright in the Heavenly Light. Now, this is by one of my favourite Salvation Army songwriters, Herbert Booth. Herbert was a great musician, a great songwriter, and is one of the early founders of Salvation Army music. But sadly, he had a bit of a falling out with the Salvation Army, and he was lost to us. And I find that sad, because I've been researching this guy and his music. But the song we're going to sing tonight was one of the earliest songs, I think, ever published in the Salvation Army, because it was published in December 1882. Okay, so it's an oldie you're singing tonight. And it was to a different tune. And it was to a tune called Far Away Down South. So I thought, I've got to find out about this. So I started researching it. But sadly, the Salvation Army couldn't come up with too much. They've been an extreme help through the Heritage, International Heritage Department. And they tell me that it was probably a tune from the Deep South in America, and it was possibly linked to the War of Independence or the American Civil War. But they can't give me anything more than that. But this week, I received this. This is the first official published copy, this is only a copy, mind you, of the song, and it was under a different title. I've got the title here somewhere, and no, I can't find it. But when it was published under I Have Joined the Army of the Lord. And I'm always fascinated by these early day Salvationists, how that they like to express themselves, and they express their convictions, and they expressed it with conviction, how they felt. And they, incredible. And the words in this, there is only one little change. I think they've made the devil respectable. Because that's not what it says in the original copy. In the original copy, it says, My soul is full of joy. Old Satan can't deny. And I think that's a wonderful saying. And so tonight we're going to sing the song. We're not going to sing it to the original tune, but we're going to sing to a tune that we normally sing, Catlin A. So let's enjoy it. Let's be real Salvation Army. So I said a big finish. So we want plenty of real loud singing. We want plenty of drums. We want plenty of band. And we want the tambourines. Come on, look. You know, come on, let's have tambourines. In the open air the other day, somebody said, why don't you have tambourines anymore? And I said, I don't know, you better come down here and ask. But let's have tambourines. Let's really go for it, shall we, tonight, and have a good sing as we sing this song, With My Heart So Bright in the Heavenly Light. So let's stand, let's go for it. Have a real good Salvation Army sing. should have smiles from ear to ear. And what do I see? All these long, sad faces. Come on, let's really go for it. We've got something to sing about. We've joined the army of the Lord, and we're fighting for the King of Kings.
We come to our final item of this afternoon, but before we actually do that, Neil was quite right. There is music now played at the dentist as an anaesthetic. It's called incidental music. The other thing, when we were speaking about singing earlier on, when it said that some people, you know, wander off key and somebody don't know whether it's the front door key or the back door key, it really doesn't matter. My granddad said to me on one occasion when I was about that big, he said, "Never mind about that, my boy. The God loves the crows as well as the nightingales." So there we are. Anyway, this last piece of music. I have been asking around the brass band, army brass band world for many years, have you ever played a certain piece of music? And the answer has always been, oh, I never heard of that. And in fact, there's a gentleman in the corps in here this afternoon from our corps, and I said to him, do you know this piece of music? And he said, no, I've never heard of that. But this was published in 1917. And it's meant as a benediction piece. And it features some lovely songs and some lovely verses. Namely, Peace, Perfect Peace. Abide with me. Lord, keep us safe this night. It's called Eventide. And when I was asked by one of my bandsmen years ago, Bandmaster, can we play Eventide? Of course we can. And then we couldn't get the music from anywhere. And in the end, when I took Norton Band down to Merthyr Tydfil, they said, yeah, we've got that music. So we've had it ever since. And so we're going to finish off this evening with the lovely old piece, Eventide. Now you'll know most of these songs. You'll know them. The final verse of Abide With Me that we're going to bring note to in our music is, I fear no foe with thee at hand to bless. And if you want a real good treat, listen to the bass in that particular section. It starts very quiet and it finishes very quiet. So here is Eventide.
Thank you.
eventide. Now, Doug made mention to the fact it's always nice to go out on a big note. So I've just chosen a simple hymn tune to send us on our way. And it would do us good, I think, I hope. So here is the lovely old hymn tune, Bright Crowns. Many of you will have played it, many of you will have sung it, but here is Bright Crowns to finish off this evening. Thank you very much for coming.